The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janathan's Flooring and Construction.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We built this city with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, that's for sure. And Jonathan Cook is in the studio this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Meg.
How's it feel to have built this city?
I'll tell you what, it actually, you know, it feels pretty good. It does, but I can't take all the credit, of course, you know. A lot of other people have to, and a lot of our team members have done it with me, so
mm-hmm.
So it feels good to be a part of it.
Well, yeah.
Can't say I did it by myself, but it feels good to be a part
of
it,
know.
For sure.
Well, you've been in business 20-plus years now, coming 20, up on
yeah.
20 years?
I say September, I think, would be 21.
Incredible.
Yeah. So okay. Actually, this is September. It's October, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, September.
Well, it's September 24th okay,
September.
Today. We're almost in
That's
October.
Right. That's right. It's
One
my
more
daughter's
week.
Birthday today. So, yes.
Oh, what's her name?
Miley Cook. So, happy 18th birthday, Miley Cook.
18.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. That's exciting. I remember my 18th.
I got one in college, one senior
really?
In high school. I do. I have a son in college yet.
I don't believe it.
I do.
Golly.
I don't believe it either.
I know. If you could see Jonathan's face, honestly, you look like you are in college. You hardly have
And I got one that just started middle school, first year of middle school.
Wow. See, I would have guessed younger, like maybe little kids.
Well,
not
in
college
all fairness,
age.
I had my son when I was 18. So,
okay. Well, that's
so
okay.
I'm 39. So
okay.
He's 20. So he's in his second year of college. And then my daughter... couple years later, so she's
mm-hmm.
18, and then I have an 11-year-old.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I love that, though. I'm
trying to talk my wife into some more, but she don't want
Ooh,
to.
Ooh, okay. Well, that's a whole nother show.
Right.
That's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, I'm not sure all the listeners want to hear about it today.
Or give advice yet.
But, right.
But if you do have some questions about flooring
about construction.
And construction in a different way of definition,
send
them on in at 850-437-1620. And for folks that maybe don't know your company, talk a bit about what you do, Jonathan.
Right. Well, who doesn't know us? I mean, come on.
Well, at this point, everyone should
everyone
know you,
should
of course.
Know. I hope so. We spend so much money advertising. But so I'm Jonathan Cook. I'm the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. I would say co-owner because I feel like I do it with all my guys. But co-owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We do full house renovations. So that's kitchen, bathroom remodels, painting, sheetrock, you know, even windows, doors, siding, things like that is too. So we do that. We do a lot of investment properties. So any sort of like, you know, flips, rental house, investment properties. And then we own Jonathan's Flooring, which is a full retail flooring store. And we actually import flooring for that. And we work with a lot of different builders, investors, and just a lot of homeowners in general. So we put a lot of time and effort into staying up to date on what's not just trendy, but what's good. You
mm-hmm.
know, so what's a good product that you can use in your house and what kind of product should you use in your house? So many people get tied up in what's trendy. They don't stop to look and see, hey, what should I put in my house? What works for my house?
Mm-hmm.
Just because this flooring works in that house over there and it looks good in your neighbor's house doesn't mean it's going to look good in your house. Every house is different. And I'm sure people hear that, but it really is true. So it does matter. And it's always just a free consultation. So give us a call. It's a free estimate, free consultation. And you can call us at 850-332-5905. You can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, or you can stop by our retail location, and that's 9320 North Palafox Street. I always encourage people to just stop by the store.
Because it's a showroom.
It
you
is.
Have all
it
the flooring available so people can take a look and see what they
right.
like.
And so you may have some idea in your mind of like what you want. And then you walk into the store and I see it all the time and they start looking around like, oh, I like this. I never even thought about this over here. So that's why it's important to come by and look. And also I tell people, hey, go by the store, look and schedule an estimate while you're there
mm-hmm.
because you can check samples out. So you can just check out some samples at the store, take them home, look at them. And then when I get to your house to do an estimate, we can talk about them. We can look at them together and then I can take samples back for you.
Oh, that's
save
great.
You a trip going back. So sometimes it does, you know, pay you off just go to the store first and schedule your estimate there. But again, you know, you can always just call if you're busy or if you're at work and you just want to call and set something up for your day off. Just give us a call at 850-332-5905.
Well, I love the fact that you actually meet with people and go. I mean, the idea of you being there, looking at the samples, talking about whether this is going to work, that's not going to work. That's so hands-on to me. I mean, I think that's great. So often you hire a quote-unquote contractor.
Right.
They don't care what you picked.
Right.
They just want to get the job done. But here, you're hands-on with that and helping people select, making decisions, what's going to work with your property in terms of, well, if we knock out that wall or we keep this or those kinds of things. I think that makes you unique.
Yeah, and you know, and sometimes it gets me in trouble because people, I'll go out to do an estimate and they'd be like, what do you think about this? And I'd be like, no, I don't like it. And because that's just what comes to mind right off the bat. And they're like, oh, well, this is what I was thinking about doing. I'm like, oh, okay.
Then we got to
talk through it. Sometimes I will be surprised. Sometimes some people will ask for certain things. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I'm thinking that's not going to look good. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be surprised and it will. And I'm like, okay. Oh, wow, that looks really good. And then, you know, I may even incorporate some of that design into my style. And so a lot of different things that I do and a lot of my style, like with a lot of my investment houses, stuff that I've picked up over the years and not all my design, you know, I mean, sometimes it's other people's. And that's the thing about having a picture in your mind or a design in your mind, getting that across to somebody else. Like I can walk in and see a house and like, this is what it would look great. And someone else may have that too, you know? And so getting their idea across to me is where we have to meet and have that consultation and work through that and figure out. And sometimes it's a collective combination of like, you know, I'll take a lot of the stuff they want and say, hey, this also will look good with it. And then we'll collectively come up with something. And so I enjoy doing stuff like that.
See, I love that. It's the creative collaboration.
It is.
That makes it a lot of fun. Whereas when I'm thinking about changing something, my first is dread. That's my first one. Oh my God, how am I going to fix this or do this? And when you start talking about the creative side, I think, oh, maybe I will think about redoing my bathroom.
Right.
Because this could be actually fun.
And your color and design can come from so many different things. Like I may come into somebody's house and natural wood tone flooring is really popular right now.
Of course, yeah.
And some people think they want something like really bold or something with a lot of variation that really stands out. And we can get that out of the countertops, the cabinets, the wall color, and we can have a natural tone flooring.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can go with something really bold on the floor and a natural tone wall color, a really light wall color. We're seeing a lot of people do like white and off-white walls. And my thing to that is I say, hey, we have a really nice blank slate. And then areas like our countertop, our backsplash, our shower, those are our accent pieces. That's what I want to draw your attention when you walk in the door.
The pop of color.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, I like
when,
that.
When, you know, used to be people would think of, you know, like a pop of color. They think about painting.
The whole wall.
Right. The whole house or the whole room. And in today's design, I would say that, you know, that's different in a lot of ways because I think we think about it differently. Like we don't need a red dining room.
Mm-hmm.
We can just have some really nice curtains.
Right.
And it's going to give that same effect or a wainscoting or even the light fixture. There's so many different things you can do to get that in there. Like even AC vents, we paint a lot of AC vents. I have never seen anybody else paint the AC registers.
Okay, say that slower. You're talking about the air conditioning vents.
Yeah, the air conditioning
vents. You said AC vents. Okay, I was like, what? The vents. Oh, yeah. The like that. I'm looking at one right now. They never do.
No, everybody leaves them white. And so it was funny.
Or silver, whatever they are, the metal.
A realtor that I do a lot of work with, David Porter, he texted me a couple weeks ago and he was like, I have a client put an offer on this house you flipped. And I was like, how did you know I flipped? And he said, it's got black AC vents.
Oh,
I was like, oh,
your signature.
It away. Yeah. He's like, I knew as soon as I walked in, it was yours.
Oh, that's hilarious. Wow.
It wasn't even my job, though. I mean, it was my job. It wasn't my house.
Right.
The house was actually Charles's house, which he does a lot of work with us. He's an investor, but he's one of them that it's like, Jonathan, go ahead and take it, make it look good. Give it back to me when you're done with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's so, a lot of trust. That's
it
pretty
is,
nice.
It is. And, you know, I really love that.
Mm-hmm.
I take it serious. I really do. When somebody says, hey, Jonathan, go and, you know, you can do it the way you want to.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I put more effort into it because I don't want to disappoint them or I don't want them to come back and be like, why did I let you do this? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I do take it very much more serious. When someone picks out their own stuff, I like that too. Cause it's simple. And I just be like, hey, here's the color palette. Go get it. My guys can do it without me as far as, you know, getting the stuff together. But when someone puts me in charge of it, I do take it very serious.
Well, I love this, and it's really important to know that the person you're working with will listen to you, they'll listen to your ideas, and they'll gently tell you, nah, maybe that purple's not going to work there.
Yeah.
The purple animals, maybe not, you know, they could kind of gently coax you in the right direction.
Sometimes I have too much opinion.
Well, the thing that is about you, though, is that I know that you're in the business. You're out there. You're seeing all these different homes. You're seeing all the different looks every single day. So last time I looked at something new in a home was 20 to 30 years ago. So I trust someone that's in the trenches right now that can tell me what the trends are, what is the direction, because I want my home to be comfortable, but I also want it to be current.
Yeah.
I mean, even if I have antiques in my home, there's a way to make that work today.
And see, this is also where we get to the fact of making the house look trendy with replaceable items as well.
You mentioned that last time,
Like, if we go in there and, like, say blue ceramic tile is trendy, then that's not something that's easy to replace. And if 5 years from now it's not trendy, it's going to be hard to get that out or be very expensive to get that out, put something else in. Mm-hmm. So some of those more permanent items is where we want the neutral tones to come from. So, like, if you were going to do a tile, we want that to be more neutral. Mm-hmm. And then, again, we can do the trendy with, like, the light fixtures, the paint, you know, even the countertops, cabinet color, things like that, things that can be changed easier.
Right.
Sometimes that doesn't matter, but it's all things to talk about and look through in designing a good house. Mm-hmm. And so those are some of the things we like to do.
Okay, well, we've got some texts rolling in. Okay. So one of them is a comment from Michael. He says, love Jonathan's flooring. Shout out to Steve Wolf. He was great and explained all the different flooring options, showed up for an appointment on time. How about that? And really helped out. So that's a nice compliment.
So Steve is our other salesman besides me. So it's usually, it's always either me or Steve that come out. And he's been with us a couple, maybe about 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And he does very good. He's very, very... He explains a lot. So he likes to talk sometimes.
Oh, okay.
But that's not a bad thing. Right. You know, sometimes I'd be more in and out. You know, mm-hmm. I do like to talk and go over things. And then I'm like, all right, do you have any questions? I'm on to my next appointment. Here, stay for a bit longer. And sometimes that pays off. Sometimes that's what customers need. So it depends. Like, you get me and him, you get two completely different people.
It's kind of scary making those decisions. I hate to say it, but you are afraid of making the wrong choice. Because once you get that color up on the wall and you go, ooh, that was not a good choice. Or that flooring, and suddenly you're seeing it down there. Does that ever happen?
I think it does. And but the things you have to remember is sometimes it's you make too big of a deal about it.
I
see that more often than ever when people will go back and forth. I'm the same way. When I'm doing houses, then I'll go back and forth. And then once I pick something, usually I'll commit to it.
Right.
Because by the time I pick it, I can kind of visualize it.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't visualize and see it in there, I'm not picking it. But by the time I can visualize it in my mind, then I'm committed to it. You
right.
know? But I do see that quite often. People just go back and forth too much, but it's all changeable, right?
Sure.
You can, and that's why I tell people, hey, it's only money, right?
I mean, okay,
at the end of the day, it's only money, and you can change it. And chances are, 5, 6, 7, 8 years from now, you're going to want to repaint your house anyway.
That's true. That's very true.
So if you get in there and you just, well, if you really didn't like it, we'd work through and get it changed anyways.
Yeah.
But if it was something like, oh, you're like, oh, I want to try this style. I mean, in a few years, you're probably going to try that anyways. So most people move on an average every 3 to 5 years, too.
That's true. Things have changed over the years. We're much more mobile than we used to be, that's for sure.
Well, and also, I think a lot of people miss the fact that moving is a great chance to, you know, build your investment portfolio out.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that equity in your house, selling it. A lot of people move into a house, fix it. 3 to 5 years, it's appreciated. They sell it. They make a nice profit, go to the next one. A lot of people build wealth that way and retirement that way. And it's not a bad thing. I encourage my kids to do it.
Right.
I mean, I've done it myself.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in our first house which was a mobile home. So we bought a home in a lot right after Hurricane Ivan for $21,000.
Mm-hmm.
We financed it for $450 a month, owner finance for 3 years. Me and my wife lived there for 7 years.
Wow.
Then we moved from that one, bought a second mobile home, a double wide, for $23,000, financed that one for $371 a month, and we lived there for another 6 years. So it was about 9 to 12 years that we lived in a mobile home, saving money before we bought our first house to get my business
going. That makes that's a plan. That
it
makes
is.
Sense.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a question for you, Jonathan. We're talking this morning on Pep Talk with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So if you've got a question, please send it in at 850-437-1620. Here's one for you, Jonathan. Thinking of converting our large garage into a separate apartment. Any idea on price ranges for a full remodel of this project? And do you help with permit processing and all that kind of thing? Basic sounds like, where do you begin if you have an idea like that for your home?
Okay, so I do want to say, feel free to text your questions in. And if we don't get to your question today, because I see we will run out of time, feel free to call us afterwards, 850-332-5905. As far as your garage conversion, I see that's very common.
Mm-hmm.
So we see a lot of garages enclosed, and I'm glad they're asking about the permit process, because that is something you do need to look at and see if you need a permit on it. And we see a lot of garages that are enclosed and house we're going to redo, and they haven't been permitted, and we have to go back and permit
and it matters
them.
If they're attached, right?
the biggest thing about turning a garage into an apartment is going to be the plumbing. I mean, that's really our biggest item. And the reason I say that is because we can run plumbing overhead. We can get it in there and hook up a kitchen sink or, you know, a hot water heater, things like that. But we need that 4-inch drain pipe for the toilet. That has to come from the bottom and has to come from underneath. So depending on where your garage is compared to where the plumbing's located in the house, a lot of times, obviously, the garage can be in the front yard in most cases. And sometimes if you're on city sewer, then that sewer pipe's coming right off the road. And so we're just tying a whole new line and trench it, and then we got to bust the slab up
and
in the garage.
And you do that. I don't have to have an outside contractor do
that. Right. So we bring a plumber in to do it, and stuff like that. So what we're going to do is we're going to pull a building permit for the garage conversion, and then a plumber will come attach his permit to ours and pull a plumbing permit, and then he will run those lines. That's one of your bigger expenses there. Just going out on a limb, I would say if I was going to turn my garage into an apartment, I would want at least a $25,000 budget. I'd say that's very realistic. I've seen it done cheaper. You know, like I've seen it done for $10,000, $15,000. But in most cases, you're going to have about $3,000-$4,000 just in plumbing. Another $2,000 or $3,000 electrical. Then if you want a separate hot water heater, and then you got to deal with the AC. So we're probably going to get like a mini split unit in there, unless you can run it off your house. But the thing about that, when you hook the garage into your AC ducts in your house, now the garage is another 400 square foot. And if you have a 3-ton unit and an 1800 square foot house, that unit is rated for that size house. Add another 400 square foot, you're going to overwork your unit and burn it out. So then we'd probably need to add a mini split in there. So when you start adding all them things up, right? When you say, oh, it's going to cost me $25,000 or $30,000, it sounds like a lot. When you start adding up, it's really not. You spend $4,000 or $5,000 on the plumbing, $2,000 or $3,000 on the electrical, another $4,000 or $5,000. Half our budget's gone just getting mechanicals. We haven't even started working yet. So I guess
if we're talking about something maybe that you're going to want to rent out, that kind of thing, where it's almost an independent dwelling. Now, if I just wanted to convert it into another bedroom, or something like that.
Well, see, that's actually what we would be doing, is converting it into a living space for the house. Because when you start talking about renting it out as another dwelling, now we need a firewall between the units. Because that is a separate unit. So we need a firewall there. And then we have to deal with utilities. Again, do you want it on your utilities? As far as onto the house utilities or separately on its own meters, and depending on your zoning. Say if you're in an MDR zoning area, which is very common, that's medium density residential, and it does not allow for duplexes. We would need an HDMU zoning. So depending on the zoning, your house may not be allowed for a duplex. You can still convert it to square footage to your house. And essentially, I guess you could do anything you wanted to when we were gone, but legally we couldn't have a separate address there for a duplex or a rental unit if you're not in the right zoning. So there is a lot of things to look through with something like that, but it absolutely can be done. And I would say $25,000 to $30,000 budget minimum is where I'd probably.
And what about a time frame? What is something like that? I guess it depends on the structure, right?
Right, it does.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if we didn't have, you know, a bunch of other jobs going on, and I could just be on that job every day, which I'm not going to be realistic. My guys will be, but I probably won't. But if I was out there every day focused on it, I'd probably get it done in 6 weeks. But realistic, you're probably 3 to 4 months on something like that. Because, like I said, you have all those mechanical things. Like, we're going to schedule a plumber, and he's going to have it most of the week to himself. And then, you know, we're going to wait on electrical to get ran. And, you know, we need to run a separate, you know, like 220 line for the stove and a separate line for the hot water heater. So a lot of things like that. We need to make sure your breaker panel has enough room to add all of that. Or do we need to upgrade the panel?
This is extraordinary. These are all things I would never have thought about.
Right. And also, most garages are not insulated. The only wall that's insulated is the wall between the garage and the house. That's it. So if we're going to convert the garage, and we need to, you know, do insulation in the side walls.
And then replacing or keeping the garage door?
No, that's got to go.
Got to go.
Got to go, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, you don't want a garage door if it's going to be, you know, if it's just.
I've seen those, though. Right. Haven't you seen some people that have them?
And they build a wall inside to cover it up.
Okay, yeah.
But, I mean, if it's going to be living space, you don't. Now, if it's just a room for you to hang out. So we're actually doing one now for a lady where we're just doing, you know, making it for her to hang out, put new flooring down, and we'll pull the sheetrock off the wall, insulate it, and things like that. Then we're not into a big thing having to get it all permitted and things, like adding a whole bathroom and stuff.
Right, you know? That makes it more complicated.
Right, it does. But, yeah, it can get complicated, but it doesn't have to be overly complicated. And those are all the reasons why I tell people, hey, just schedule an estimate, a consultation, or come out, take a look at it. And I encourage people to shop around. You know, schedule one with us, schedule one with someone else. Mm-hmm. Someone else may have a good idea that I didn't think of, you know. And it's always good to compare prices. You know, we like to stay competitive. Mm-hmm. But I'm always encouraging if people to, hey, yeah, shop around, you know, see, make sure you get what you want, because this is your house and you're going to live there and I want you to be happy with it.
And you do offer finance plans, correct?
We do.
So that's very helpful, too, if you're trying to plan something long term.
Right. And so the finance is not through us directly, mm-hmm. but it's attached to our estimate. So it's a third party company. But when you come out and you get an estimate from us, there's a link at the bottom that says get financed. Mm-hmm. It's very easy. It's like a one page application. And so it's not hard. And so I always encourage people to look at it, you know, and see if it's something you want. I don't know how they set the terms on it compared mm-hmm. to people, you know, so I don't know what terms you're going to get. But I've had people come back and be very happy with it and be very happy with the terms.
Okay.
So I always tell people, hey, look at all your options, because you can always make the best decision when you have all the options in front of you. And I'm a big believer of that. When I'm doing something, I want all my options. I want to see them, and then I'm going to pick from there.
Well, the thing that you do, I also think is great, is the line by line estimate. So the person that's texted in about the garage, Jonathan, come out, take a look at it, and then he'll come back with that line by line,
which is part of giving you all those options. So mm-hmm. you can see every bit there, and you may come back and say, hey, you know, we're not going to rent this. This is just going to be for us. We don't need to add a bathroom. We can use the bathroom in the house. Mm-hmm. That's going to save a lot of money.
Sure.
That's going to cut a bunch off the budget. And, you know, save permitting processes as far as plumbing permits and things like that. So that can really reduce the cost of that. I mean, you got to think, if you go do a bathroom remodel, I mean, you're $10,000 minimum.
Right.
So it's no different adding a bathroom. It's same thing. If you want a decent bathroom, right?
Well, I'm thinking it would cost less if you want to make that your game watching, your college football game room, right?
So you could do a cheap one. That's
there you
true.
Go.
Now, if you're just doing something simple like that, it's different, you mm-hmm. know, because then it's just living area for the house. We can just use the same door that's in there.
Sure.
But we still do want to insulate it and put flooring and things like that. And that may be where we get to where we can leave the garage door now. It's like, doesn't need to be replaced necessarily. Mm-hmm. Anybody living in it.
Right, of course. Okay, we have one more question. We'll try to get to it because we've got just a couple of minutes left here. Does Jonathan do outside deck work? Was just thinking of adding one with cooler temperatures and outdoor grilling and football parties.
Did you say deck?
Deck, yes.
Deck. Deck. Okay, yes. Yeah, absolutely do. We enjoy doing decks. So we have a guy, Dallas, that works for us, and he's been with us a long time. And he's probably the best framer I've ever met, which mm-hmm. is why once I met him and I hired him, I kept Dallas forever, you know. So he loves doing stuff like that. I love doing stuff. I've said this before, but I enjoy being outside.
Right.
So when we get a nice deck to build, that's mm-hmm. something that I'm like, if I got time, I'm going to go help them do that. I can work with my shirt off. I can sweat.
Oh,
I can work on
okay.
my tan. It's just, to me, it just feels like an accomplished day. You
right.
know, you got something good done. I enjoyed the day. So yeah, we always look forward to those nice jobs too.
Excellent. Okay, so if you're interested and you want to get in touch with Jonathan and have him come out and take a look, or Steve, come out and
right,
take a look and
Steve.
Do an estimate for you. To explain again for those that just joined us, how you go about doing that, because you have certain days of the week you like to do that.
Right. So we do, and I will say this, is we do like to do our estimates on Tuesdays and Thursdays if possible, because we have time allotted on those days mm-hmm. for your estimates, and most of the time I can get them out the same day. But I will say that we're also workable around your schedule. I have a couple estimates to do today. So if somebody calls and say, hey, this is the only day I'm off on Wednesday, most of the time I'll work it in. So okay, I can figure that out. But Tuesdays and Thursdays are our preferred day, yes. And we start at 8:00 in the morning, and we'll do them until we wrap up that day for however many we have. And you can just call us and schedule that estimate.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number is 850-332-5905. Or you can, like I said, stop by the store, check out some samples.
And what's the location on that? Maybe give us a landmark, too, and your hours of the store when y'all are open.
Right. So it's 9320 North Palafox, and we're one block south of 9 Mile Road. So if you're going down Palafox headed towards 9 Mile, like uh-huh. from downtown, right before you get to 9 Mile, we're right there, right across from King's Buffet on Palafox, one block from 9 Mile. So the hours are usually 9 to 5. And that's going to be 6 days a week,
so Monday through Saturday. Okay.
Yeah. We just take Sunday off. And again, Saturdays, it's always been a work day for us. We enjoy that. And we don't mind people coming in. It's a good catch-up day for us. So
mm-hmm.
sometimes my wife will be up there on Saturdays. And so if you just want to come in, chat about your project, whatever, a lot of times she'll be there and she'll go through that with you. But we have another girl that works there on Saturdays too, and she's pretty knowledgeable too. So yeah, Monday through Saturday. And then you can always look us up on Facebook, Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. You can look us up on our website at jonathansflooring.com, or you can just stop one of our many guys out there on the road and talk to them. So we're easy to find. We're easy to find. But a phone call is always good, too.
That's good.
850-332-5905.
Okay, we're wrapping it up now. Just about a minute or so left. Anything we haven't mentioned this morning you wanted to run by our listeners?
I would say it's fall time, yes. Going into the fall anyways, right? Mm-hmm. So we're not quite there yet, but pretty close to it. And that's always a good time to look at the outside of your house. Mm-hmm. It's not too hot, but it's still nice and warm. The paint dries well. So I always encourage, outside painting, fencing, and like you said, a deck. Those are good fall projects, yes.
Okay, excellent.
And right before the holidays, to get it all cleaned up before the holidays. And so
plenty
before you decorate for Christmas, you got
there
time
you go.
To do that. So maybe that.
All right. Thank you so much, Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. It's always good to see you, and we'll see you again next week.
Next week.
All right. Thanks, Jonathan.